This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado Representative Ken Buck says he won't support the debt ceiling compromise being negotiated by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden. The Republican has never voted to raise the debt ceiling. He says people in his district are concerned.
Inside the Beltway doesn't get it. You can't keep going with this debt. People out there get it. Republicans, Democrats, they get it.
Republican Lauren Boebert also says she won't vote for the bill. Meanwhile, Congressman Doug Lamborn's office says he's still deliberating. The chamber is set to vote on the measure tonight. Colorado cities will offer free lifeguard training to help fill shortages at pools. CPR's Matt Bloom.
More than 40 cities across the state are getting special state grants to train new guards. They include Aurora, Boulder, Fort Collins, Breckenridge, and others. The Polis Administration's Special Pools Initiative launched last year as a way to help reopen pools that were short-staffed. Many communities say they've had better recruiting luck this summer thanks to the reduced price of certification. Some local efforts include pay raises and improved benefits for the seasonal gig. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Healthcare providers will have to be more transparent about facilities fees. A new state law requires patients to be informed about these charges in advance. It also prohibits providers from charging the fees for preventative care. The state plans to study the fees to see how they play into the overall cost of healthcare. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org.